Game 3 of the World Series from Minute Maid Park. The Astros and Dodgers knotted up at one game apiece. Houston looking for their first ever World Series win at home. J.J. Watt throwing out the first pitch. Pick it up in the second. No score. Yuli Gurriel facing Yu Darvish.
There's a fly ball deep to left field. It's on its way and gone. Over the out-of-town scoreboard, into the bleachers, and the Astros take a 1-0 lead. Count is 1-2 to Gonzalez. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, well hit to center field. Chris Taylor running back at the wall, and he leaps, can't get it. Reddick will score. Gattis will hold at second base. The longest single in the free world. 2-0 Houston. Here's the pitch. McCann lines up, base hit into right center field. Gattis rounding third. He's on his way home. The throw misses the cutoff man. Gattis comes in to score. Gonzalez goes to third. The RBI single for McCann. And the Astros now have a 3-0 lead. There's two out in the fifth. Astros 4-1, and Taylor with a fly ball to center field. In is Springer making a diving catch to end the inning. Great first step for Springer. Finishes off with a dive. Taylor robbed. Dodgers end up with nothing in the top of the fifth. One ball, one strike, two out. Gattis. Slow roller up the third baseline. Watson picks it up, throws to first. Low, it gets past Bellinger. Goes down the right field line. Reddick is on his way home. Throw to the plate, and he's safe. And the Astros take a 5-1 lead. Tripling set. Here's a pitch. Fly ball. Center field. Taylor going back, 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 and against the wall, he makes the catch to end the inning. Stripling has a smile from ear to ear, and only now is he exhaling. Peacock set. Here's the pitch. High fly ball. Right field. In is Reddick. He's there, and he's got it. And the Astros take a 2-1 lead, beating the Dodgers tonight in Game 3, 5-3.
The Astros improved to 7-0 at home this postseason as they win Game 3, 5-3, and take a 2-1 lead. It's the Astros' first home World Series postseason win ever. Brad Peacock comes in for Lance McCullers Jr. and picks up his first career save, regular season or playoffs, going 3 2/3 hitless innings. Yuli Gurriel has now hit safely in every game at home this postseason. And with Gurriel's homer, 12 different players have gone deep already in the World Series, one short of the record. Game 4, back at Minute Maid Park in Houston on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, Charlie Morton against Alex Wood. The Dodgers come up short in Game 3 and now trail 2-1 in the series. Manager Dave Roberts talked after the game.
I mean, with you, there was, I think there was one swing and miss, you know, when he was out there. The fastball command wasn't there, and the slider was backing up. So he just really didn't have the feeling, couldn't get any type of rhythm going. So right there, you find yourself after five outs down 4-0. You know, you have to go right there. I had to go to the pen to give us a chance to stay in that game. They were taking good swings, obviously taking good at-bats against them, but I think that it just goes to the fastball command, and the breaking ball just wasn't there tonight. I don't see getting him a day off. There are a couple swings. There are a couple good swings, but I think it's just he's just in that funk right now where he's chasing balls out of the strike zone. I think the defense is obviously a premium, and the presence of him to be in the lineup. We just had an off day yesterday, and when your starter goes five outs, you've got to find a way to cover some innings. So everyone tomorrow is available outside of Kenta. And, yeah, I mean, and Alex is going to have to, you know, go deep. But I think that, like I said, everyone's available, and you got Kirsch going game five. So they'll be available. They'll be fine. I think it's just more of just guys going out of the strike zone. I mean, I think that you look at the opportunities that we did have, and pitchers seem to go to their secondaries, and When we're at our best, or when any offense is at their best, they stay disciplined in the strike zone. And I think right now we're chasing a little bit more than we usually do.
I think we just got to go out there and pitch well out of the gate. Obviously, this crowd is into it, very educated, very enthusiastic, and they've got some confidence over there, that team. And, you know, it's up to us, up to Alex to go out there and set the tone, get a quick first inning and get us you know, bats got to come alive and keep getting guys on base, getting that big hit. But I honestly, I don't think we see it as pressure. It's just going out there and just trying to play a good, clean game.
Yu Darvish with the shortest outing of his career, lasting just 1 2/3 innings. He talked after the Game 3 defeat.
I had a game plan going into towards today's game, and then, you know, like my sliders, it was kind of letting it go too early, and then couldn't, you know, get ahead of a count. And also, like, those hitters, they're just battling throughout the, you know, whole at-bats, and then they make me pitch. It's just, you know, what happened to happen. Like, I just got to learn from it. It's not like I slack in between the innings. Like, I was well prepared, and then this just got to me. So, like, just learn from it and get ready for the next one. It's just, I had one of those games this year against, you know, when I was with the Rangers and pitched against Miami. Like, I just, it was one of those days. But today, like, you know, it's a playoff game and we can lose any game. So it was just tight game, and I got short outings.
For more on the Astros Game 3 victory, we go back to Minute Maid Park with Tim McMaster and Jack Morris.
With their Game 3 victory, the Astros improved to 7-0 at home to open up the postseason. Just the second team in history to do that. They did it under the roof. Tim McMaster with Jack Morris. You know a thing or two about pitching in domes. What can it do for the atmosphere?
Well, I was told that there was some consideration for Game 3 that they were going to leave the roof open. And the players went to management and said, please shut the roof. We've got so much chemistry going. And the fans really, I think the volume can get in here. You know, as a visiting team, you got to take the fans out of it on the road. That's the number one rule. And first inning, George Springer gets a hit. The fans are involved right away. They got louder as the game went on. They're really starting to embrace this team. You know, it's not maybe a typical old school Yankee crowd. Dodger crowd got was pretty big, but it's a lot bigger stadium too. I gotta believe that everybody's proud of Houston right now, and every time they take the field, they wanna bring a lot of love to this ballpark.